Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jeanette. I have Shafrida Balls on the line.
Okay. Go ahead and send them over.
Thank you.
Hello, Shafrida.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. And we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good to hear that. And then before we get started, I just want to confirm your callback number is 989-737-1272?
Yes.
Okay, and is this a cell phone or a landline?
A cell phone.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you do not have legal representation nor have signed any documents retaining an attorney?
I have not.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who is affected?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Okay. What was the date of diagnosis?
It was October. My mom's birthday. It was October the 24th.
Okay. Of what year?
I'm sorry, 2018.
So October the 24th, 2018?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 13th, 1982.
January 13th, 1982?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or the generic type?
Just Depo Provera, the standard.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did you first start using Depo Provera?
I started back in March of 2013. I'm not exactly sure the date. I just know.
That's fine. To the best of your memory. And when did you stop using Depo Provera?
In October of 2018, I started having terrible headaches, and
okay.
I was just feeling horrible. My periods were terrible, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I just stopped using.
Okay, got it. I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me make a note of that.
Okay.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And can you confirm the spelling of your first name?
S-H-E-F as in Frank, R-E-E, D as in David, A.
Thank you. And then I have your last name spelled F-A-L-L-S.
Yes, F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm. A as in Alpha, L as in Lima, L as in Lima, S as in Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then what is your marital status?
I'm single.
Thank you. And do you have a suffix to your name, junior, senior, the second, third, or none?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
334-768529.
Thank you. I have 334-768529.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have an email address here for you. Is it your first name, last name at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 6968 Park Ridge Drive, apartment 2203, Dallas, Texas, 75236.
Okay. How do you spell Cartridge Drive?
Clark, C-L-A-R-K-R-I-D as in David, G-E.
Thank you. And then what's the apartment number?
2203.
Okay. Apartment 2203?
Yes.
Thank you. And the street number is 6968 Clark Ridge Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75236.
Yes.
Thank you.
Apartment 2203, yes.
Yep. And then was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Myself.
Okay. And how many times did you inject yourself with the product? To the best of your memory?
I did it like once every 3 months or so.
Okay. And then you used the product from 2013 to 2018, so about 5 years?
Yes.
And so once every 3 months.
I think, Yeah, I think it was about there.
Okay. So if we do the math, if you were injecting yourself once every 3 months in a year, that would have been 4 times a year, and you use the product for about 5 years, would you say if you redo 5 times 4, that would be about 20 times? Is that a good estimate?
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. Okay. And what was the what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
I believe it was both the MRI and they had did a biopsy of the tissues.
Okay. Got it. Let me add that as well. Biopsy done as well. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Tamika Perry.
Okay. And is that P-A-R-R-Y?
Yes.
And where
I'm sorry. P-E.
Oh, thank you. And where did Dr. Tamika Perry practice out of?
Baylor.
Baylor. In what city and state?
Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Okay. So Dr. Tamika L. Perry?
Yes. Yeah. Wait, okay. I'll let you out.
Okay. And was it a hospital? Was Baylor a hospital or a medical center?
Medical center.
Okay. And are they on Gaston Ave?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what was Dr. Perry's specialty?
She's my family doctor.
Okay. And she was the one that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had surgery and radiation.
Okay. Radiation, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you for the meningioma?
Dr. Edward Kerr, K-E-R-R.
And where did Dr. Kerr practice out of?
The Baylor Hospital. Yeah.
Baylor Hospital. Okay.
Baylor University, sorry.
Okay, thank you. And then Baylor University Hospital. And that was on Gaston?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
It was my family doctor, Tamika Perry.
Okay. Okay, so the prescribing doctor and the diagnosing doctor is the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the pharmacy that the Depo-Provera was picked up at?
CVS.
Okay. CVS Pharmacy. And which city was the CVS in?
Dallas.
Dallas. Do you recall roughly what street it was on?
On Wheatland now.
Okay.
Wheatland Road.
Wheatland Road. Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Yep, I see it here. Okay. Okay, and were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and again, I'm so sorry you had to go through all of this because of the Depo-Provera shot.
Thank you, ma'am.
What dates were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
From my surgery date, the 26th of October, 2019, I was in there for a week.
Okay. Okay, so then let me pull up the calendar. 26. So did you get out the 4th of November around?
I was trying to do an absentee ballot. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yep. Oh, yeah, for the elections.
Okay,
and do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
I can get them, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, and that was the year of 2019, right, when you were diagnosed and treated?
I was diagnosed in 2018.
Okay, and then were you hospitalized in 2018 or 2019?
2018, ma'am.
Okay, thank
when
you.
I had the surgery.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, and then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No, ma'am.
That's fine. Okay. Okay, and then I'm going to go over the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything down accurately and spelled correctly before I send over documents. I have your first name spelled S-H-E-F-R-E-E-D-A. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have your last name as F-A-L-L-S. Is that correct?
Did you say S or F?
F as in Frank.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. The phone bleeped a little bit.
That's okay. And then I have your social down as 334-768529. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have your email as your first name, last name at yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then I have your phone number down as 989-737-1272.
Yes.
And then I have your mailing address as 6968 Clark Ridge Drive, apartment 2203 in Dallas, Texas, 75236.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have that you started using Depo-Provera March of 2013 and you stopped October of 2018.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have that you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain October 24th, 2018.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have your date of birth down as January the 13th, 1982.
Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll see, you'll get a text as well as an email that says Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. That will give me 1 second while I populate the documents. And what is the apartment number again?
2203.
03, thank you. Apartment 22303. Okay. Let me know when you see that text come through. There will be a link there for you to press.
Okay, I received it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link, and a pop-up might come up that you'll have to press yes to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
And then do you see a next or continue button to press?
Yes.
Okay. And then
yes.
Do you see a little box to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and press that little box, and then you should see a continue button or a next button.
Yes.
Do you see a start button?
Yes.
Perfect. Go ahead and press that start button, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. You're going to tap that field, and it will bring up a field for you to either draw your name with your finger, or you can type, you can press select style, and it will input one for you.
Okay.
And then press adopt and sign. And then it'll take you to the next signature field. Or you can press continue and it'll take you there as well. Mm-hmm. And then just keep tapping those fields until you see a finish button.
Okay, it won't let me. Okay, let's see. Okay, you said I'm complete.
Perfect. I just got the email. Let me go ahead and open it and make sure everything is right. Yep, I see your signature there. You're all set to go. You'll receive another email from DocuSign mm-hmm. with the completed version that you can keep in your email or print, whichever is easier. And then the law firm Pulaski Legal will be giving you a call within the next 2 weeks from, I believe, a 909 number. So just keep an eye out for their call. They'll be calling to start your case verification. They won't be able to start the process of pulling medical records until they hear from you and verify that it is okay to start the process. If you miss their call, it's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get in touch with them as soon as possible, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your time, and have a happy holidays, okay?
Thank you. Same to you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.